Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Catchy G Podcast, where we're always asking ourselves, how are we great, and how could we be greater, and how can we bring that greatness to the world? And so with that, today, boy, do I have a treat for you guys. I have Judge Scott Schlegel. He is with the 24th Parish in Jefferson County, Louisiana. Did I get that correct, Judge?
Close enough.
Oh, no, fix it for me, please. We want to make sure everybody knows where you're coming from.
24th I apologize. Judicial District Court in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana.
Oh, Lord, yeah, I did mess that up. I am forgiven, though. And that's,
yes, friends, absolutely.
And friends, this is what I want you all to remember about Judge Schlegel, that laughter of his is so infectious. Like, you can't be around him without wanting to just enjoy life. And so what a blessing it is that he does what he does, and we're going to get into that in a minute. So just a little background on how I had the pleasure of meeting Judge Schlegel. I was at the American Bar Association Tech Show Conference in Chicago this year. I am chair of the ABA Law Practice Division when we own Tech Show. And the president-elect of the American Bar Association, Judy Perry Martinez, introduced me to Judge Schlegel because they're both from Louisiana. And she wanted me to learn about his program. And Judy knows what I do for a living, and I think she knew there would be some interesting that we could all learn about how to be an effective brand and how to show up and how to make a difference in this world with our purpose, no matter what that is. And that's what we're really here to learn about. We're here to learn about how Judge Schlegel makes his contribution. And I think for a lot of our viewers who are lawyers and listeners who are lawyers, you think, well, he's a judge. What else is there to say? Yes, and that's a huge contribution, and we thank you for your contribution. However, I want you guys to also learn about what it means to truly take that one step further and how you can apply that to your own life. So with that, Judge Schlegel, I'm going to turn it over to you for you to give us your background and whatever you think is would be relevant to our audience to learn about you and then about your program.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to share our story here in Louisiana. So I was elected in May of 2013 to the 24th JDC as a district court judge. So we have general jurisdiction, criminal, civil, and domestic. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about the now what. I always like to say, now what else can we do? How do we reimagine the system as a whole? And, you know, I don't know what you all know about the criminal justice system, but according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics and 25.6 million people under community supervision, that's three adults. And the recidivism rates soar over 50% for most of the country. So the question is now, what are we going to do about it? Regardless of what you believe in sentencing, 95% of those individuals will return home. So now what? How do we change that cycle? How do we reimagine the system as a whole? And so we started the Smart on Crime initiative in Jefferson Parish to address those issues.
So just for my listeners who may not be that familiar with the legal system or recidivism for that matter, it's about what, if we were to summarize it, making sure people don't go back and commit new crimes and then how to rehabilitate them for their own benefit and for that of community, correct? Would that be a fair summary?
That's a fair summary. It's an insanely complicated, complex system, and we have to do better.
Okay, so what is the program? What has been the accomplishments of the program to date?
So we have two programs within the Smart on Crime initiative. The first program is known as Reentry Court. Reentry Court is a program where we take nonviolent, non-sex offenders who have very long rap sheets, and the district attorney does an assessment. We have our counselors do an assessment. And if that person is deemed suitable for the program, we send them to Angola Prison. Angola Prison in Louisiana is the largest maximum security prison in the country. And we send these individuals to live with lifers. Now, these are lifers who are there for life. In Louisiana, life means life. And they have changed their hearts and say, look, I know why I'm here. I did what I did, and I'd go home tomorrow if you let me. But this is my way of giving back to the community that I once terrorized. And they pour into these individuals and try and change their heart, work on their substance abuse issues, work on their mental health issues, teach them how to be a better father, a better husband, a better son, a better neighbor, and really change their hearts. But we also teach them a trade so they can actually become a horticulturist or a welder or an auto mechanic so that when they return after a minimum of 2 years at Angola prison, they can actually earn a livable wage. And when they return to the community, they are placed on active probation and they have to work. They have to remain drug free. They meet with our counselors once a week and they earn their way off of probation. And so we have developed a community to meet them at the gate so they can actually have a real opportunity to succeed. So again, that is a big challenge, getting the entire community to come together and coordinate all of that.
It sure is. I mean, just listening to it takes my breath away. And so let me go back now and ask you a question. I'm sure you get asked a lot, and I'm sure the listeners are thinking about, why did you decide this was important? I know it takes every judge. It's not just you doing it. I understand that. And once the listeners, if you access the website that Judge Schlegel is going to give you to learn more, you'll see that. It takes a lot of people to make this program work. But I think you're being humble, perhaps, and you haven't spoken to it yet. Why was this such a, what made you come up with this idea and why? I mean, you already achieved so much by being on the bench.
So prior to running for judge, I was a prosecutor in Jefferson Parish. And when you are a prosecutor, you kind of see the system. And one day I met with my wife and said, hey, look, I think I feel called to serve my community as a judge. I know I have no money, no name recognition, no political support, but this is important. And so I resigned, took out a major medical, cashed out an IRA. My wife was in school, my son was in school, and ran. And thankfully, wow, was able to accomplish and win and become a district court judge. So truly for me, it's about service, serving our community and serving others. And it's been a tremendous road, and continue to walk in that and continue to come up with ways to do things better and reimagine our system as a whole.
So for those of you who are listening, if you think that something's not possible, there you go. There's another instance that you can't say, oh, well, he's a judge, that's why he's doing it. It truly is just people's motivations for being of service. And we talk about this a lot. Community service is a great brand platform. It's a must for everyone to have, because otherwise no one really truly owns who they are, and they're not of service the way they want to be in the world. And that's what makes people recognize us. And I know you certainly didn't do it to be recognized, but I look around at all the recognition that the program and you has received, and I think that's because you just signed up to be of service and to do something. And there you go. There's the result, a great brand. But what in particular made this program an idea for you? How did it come to be that this is an idea?
This program was started in 2010 by Judge Lori White and Arthur Hunter in Orleans Parish. It was soon adopted by Judge Rusty Knight in St. Tammany Parish, but there was no statute authorizing Jefferson Parish to have a reentry court. And so again, going through all the different programs that appeared to be a better way, I took it to our bench. We had to then take it to all of the different criminal justice partners, the district attorney, the sheriff's office, the public defenders, the state probation and parole, and really get the whole team together and say, hey, look, we can keep doing things the same way, or we can do things differently. And again, this is not about not holding folks accountable. You know, this is, I'm going to hold you accountable, and I care enough about you to help you succeed in life. And so we always say, no more victims. I should know, because my wife and I were victims of a violent crime nearly 20 years ago. I found somebody at the foot of our bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and had to fight him until the cops came, and watched my wife not be able to sleep at home alone for many years. So I understand that the impact that crime has on them and their families. So look, this is not a soft on crime.
So I lost you again, but I'm going to note that what you said was that you and your wife have been a victim of a violent crime yourself. And so instead of that hardening you to criminals, it actually did something that's quite remarkable and made you actually value the problem that we have around that, and why did that person choose to do that to you and your wife? And instead of becoming victims, you chose to empower yourself at some level and now make a difference in their lives. And to me, that's commendable. So for all of you out there, I want you to really stop and think about, where can you be of value to other people? And where, when you feel like you've been wronged by other people or hurt by other people, is it really not the case? Just like Judge Schlegel said, is it really about that you can still choose to see those people that have wronged you perhaps as needing help and support? And this isn't about, like he said, giving them a pass and not having them truly responsible for their crimes or for their whatever they have done to you, but really be able to also say, you know what, forgiveness is greatly important. And I'm not saying that's what Judge Schlegel is saying. I'm saying that not holding that against the entire community of criminals, for instance, is how I would put, and I'm not putting words in Judge Schlegel's mouth, is how I would see that he's actually being a contribution there. And you know, one of the really important things to remember about Judge Schlegel is that he has this happy and positive outlook on life, in my opinion. That's how I see him. And like I always say, brands that emotionally resonate with their audiences are able to generate a certain amount of feeling of happiness, or one level of happiness happier than their audience. And I think that becomes critically important. As soon as you see Judge Schlegel, you see that. And so a lot of people tell me, a lot of clients say, and a lot of viewers say, I'm not a particularly happy person, or I don't really necessarily find a lot of happiness in what I do. And I say, well, you don't have to. You just have to be incrementally happier. So Judge Schlegel, to that I ask you, I was just telling my viewers about how you actually, you know, when you show up, you seem like a very positive and happy person in life. How do you keep that? How do you cultivate that outlook that you have? And how do you share that with your audiences? And why?
Again, these, what we deal with is very difficult. And we see a lot of terrible things. And for me, my Christian faith is what keeps me grounded and what keeps me optimistic.
And that in and of itself is amazing, as I was just telling the viewers, that you chose not to become a victim of that violent crime, but chose to actually support those people, not forgive them, not hold them not accountable to the law for the crimes that they have done, but see them as humans and worthy of rehabilitation, and that really serves society as a whole. And that is an amazing brand that we can all learn from. So how do you enroll or enlist others to be supportive of this program and take advantage of these opportunities? Is there a certain tip or tool you can give our listeners for how you do that best?
Be persistent, be consistent. And I've actually taken probably 500 people to Angola prison over the past 5 years, taking bus trips to actually see the program with their own eyes. You can talk about it all the time, but until you actually see it and feel it, there's a big difference. And so do something little each and every day, and you'll see results over years. I mean, look, we didn't get here overnight, and it's going to take 10, 20 years to really reimagine the entire system and make change. But change doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. I always like to say it's like a water drop. You just constantly and consistently let that water drop go, and eventually you'll make a crevice.
Wow. And I think there's no better way to summarize what you stand for and who you are and how you're making a difference in that. You know, part of what I talk about a lot to my audience is about change, and that it takes patience, because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Developing the ideal version of who you are, your brand, and how it comes out across your life and your work is about dealing with change and being willing to look at yourself differently and reflect on it, and going back to your faith, whether that's formal Christianity, like you said, or just having faith in whatever motivates you. And so if you had one thing you'd like our viewers to remember or to learn Perhaps it's what motivates you to get out of bed in the morning and keep doing what you do, and how you choose to have an outlook on life about forgiveness of criminals, in my opinion. What would that be? What would you like to leave our audience with from all over in terms of how they could be better and how they could develop a brand, and that they don't have to be a judge to do it necessarily?
Figure out your why. If you don't know, I'll just use being lawyer for example. You always tell young folks that are trying to become a lawyer, I always say, why? What's the purpose behind it? And so I always ask, why are we doing what we do? And so if you don't have your, if you haven't figured out your why, then I would say figure out your why.
And so it's a great place to leave this on. Figuring out your why is something, Judge Schlegel, that I talk about all the time and we teach in our programs. Because without knowing your why, then you don't really know why you want to get out of bed in the morning and how you want to be a contribution to the world. And that success is not always about money. It's about truly being happy and waking up and feeling like you're making a difference in your life. And until you figure out your why, that's not possible. I completely agree with you. And so thank you for joining us today and being such a role model about that and sharing your personal experiences and also sharing with us your personal life with what happened with your wife 20 years ago. A lot of people oftentimes don't want to go there into their personal life because they feel like they're being too vulnerable. But I think that's how people learn and how people grow, by watching our examples and learning from us as role models. We always talk about mentorship this, mentorship that, but, just sharing who you are and your why with people is oftentimes so impactful and lets people know that, we've all had events that we've gone through and that we can still turn around and be of service to people. And that could happen anywhere you guys want to look at it. You don't have to all become a judge. Please don't take away from this that because Judge Schlegel is who he is, that's why he gets to make this difference. It's really not the reality of it. The reality is everyone can make a difference in their community, in their world, in their own way. And this is just one beautiful example of how it works out. So, Judge Schlegel, if they want to go learn more about the program, perhaps you've got lawyers or other judges who are listening, but they want to learn more and perhaps see how this could work in their community. Or maybe people are just curious and want to see how this program is working and how they could be inspired to do their own version of changing the world in their own way. Where should they go?
Now they should go to reentrycourt.com, and that has all the information about our programs and about all the different technologies that we've actually been able to layer throughout these various programs that we have. But that's for another time, another podcast.
reentrycourt.com, everyone. Please keep that in mind. And there's a ton of material out there regarding Judge Schlegel and the program. And the VA Center for Innovation has done a wonderful interview with him as well. And if you want to Google that, you have access to that. There's a world of information out there on this. And I'm hoping that this interview has helped you to expand your world and learn how you can be greater and how you can choose see things differently. And for more content, check out our website, pureconsulting.com. There's more podcasts on there. There's ChatGPT episodes on there, and there's blogs always on there. And the whole point is for you to figure out your own brand and your own why and how you can be of service to the world and be greater. So until next time, ChatGPT out, and thank you for joining us.